Joined now in the studio by Francis Henderson and Neil Offen. Francis is the executive director, and Neil is the president of the board of directors of the Dispute Settlement Center, another really terrific organization here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. They've got a big silent auction fundraiser coming up in just a couple of weeks at the Southern Season at University Mall. Thank you both for joining us.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, Aaron.
So, Francis, let me start with you. Tell me about this event. It's on April 30th at Southern Season.
Well, it's our ninth annual wine tasting and silent auction, and it's a great time to get together with friends in the community and support the Dispute Settlement Center.
How big of an event is this usually?
A couple of hundred people.
Wow.
Yeah.
You fill up Southern Season,
yes,
then.
Yes, we do. It's in the beautiful cooking class department at Southern Season.
Nice. So what will it entail exactly?
Wines to sample, hors d'oeuvres, cheeses, a silent auction with wonderful items from local restaurants, and prizes, and probably a raffle. It's going to be great fun.
Any particular silent auction items you want to highlight or
Neil?
Still coming in? Neil's on this one.
I will tell you that there is a weekend at the beach, which is something that I hope I'll win.
Are you eligible to win
this? I don't
this,
think
or?
So, okay. Unfortunately. But there is a weekend at the beach. There's a weekend at Celebrity Dairy, which is, in addition to a wonderful cheese source, is also a lovely inn out towards Siler City. There are gift certificates from Fleet Feet and gift certificates from Acme Restaurant and from Playmakers Repertory Company. Lots of good stuff.
And you both actually had me at wines to sample, so everything else on top of that is gravy. DisputeSettlement.org is the website if you want to know more about it. And of course, it's a fundraiser to benefit this great organization, the Dispute Settlement Center, which provides a bunch of very important services for the community. Neil, talk about those.
Well, the wine tasting and the entire fundraiser is specifically for the youth programs that the Dispute Settlement Center has been running for many years. They include programs in our local schools. They include the family table, and the family table is a wonderful, wonderful operation that I'd like Francis to describe.
Well, yes, that's working with juvenile court referred youth and helping parents and youth and their families negotiate things. And the wonderful thing about the Dispute Settlement Center is that everybody runs into interpersonal conflict one time or another, and there is hope and support for that at the Dispute Settlement Center. If we get people to the table, over 80% of the cases, resolution can be reached. And we want to impart those skills and those possibilities to youth as well.
And it's so important because we talk about this all the time. We're such a litigious society. Every
yes.
time there's a dispute, it always winds up in the courts to the point where we don't think of there as being any other alternatives. If there's a dispute, you go to court with it. If there's a dispute with the law, you go to court with it. A dispute between people, you go to court with it. And that is a great place to resolve some disputes, but not all, and not even necessarily most.
That's exactly right. And not just disputes that people might take to court, although that's certainly an issue, but neighborhood disputes or family disputes where people can't get resolution without support, and they're what I think of as kind of suffering in silence. Well, there's hope. There's a way to approach conflict and get resolution.
What would be an example of someone coming to the Dispute Settlement Center and saying, I have a dispute that I'm taking to you, and you helping them resolve it?
Well, we work with separating couples who have children generally and have stuff they need to divide. And they care about each other enough that they don't want to make things worse. And they want to lessen how much time they spend with attorneys, so they sit down with our mediators. Or neighbors come to us, business partners who have disputes, real estate, contractor disputes, all sorts of things.
We're speaking with Francis Henderson, the executive director of the Dispute Settlement Center, and Neil Offen, who's the president of the board. And if you don't know either of them, they both got resumes a mile long. So it's a real privilege to have both of you in the studio to talk about both this event and this very important organization. How many people does the Dispute Settlement Center serve? How large of an organization is it?
Nearly 3,000
wow.
Clients every year. year, and that's an extraordinary number. And in addition to the ones that the kinds of disputes that Francis just mentioned, the Dispute Settlement Center also works on public disputes when two governments have an issue, let's say about different public services, or when there's a developer who wants to build something in our community, and the community may be a little bit hesitant about
it. I've never heard of that happening.
It never happens. But if it did happen.
But if it did, yeah.
But if it did happen, that's why the Dispute Settlement Center is there.
And so important. And this is such a long list of different issues and different ways that the Dispute Settlement Center can get involved in resolving issues and conflicts and potential conflicts before they become conflicts. DisputeSettlement.org is the website if you want to learn more. What else do people need to know, first of all, about the event that's coming up on April 30th?
Well, there's still time to buy tickets. The tickets are $40 in advance for a great party on Thursday, the 30th of April, from 5:30 to 7:30 at Southern Season. And you can go to DisputeSettlement.org and buy those tickets. They're going to be $50 at the door and $40 in advance.
And the 30th, is that a Saturday?
That is a Thursday evening.
Yes. So you can come after work.
You can come directly from work and have lots of, I think, a dozen different wines to sample. And we'll make sure that somebody drives you home comfortably. Lots of great hors d'oeuvres, the silent auction, the raffle. And it's just really a good place to hang out with friends and people in the community and help a really, really useful nonprofit that's been really a center of this community for more than 35 years.
Yeah, and visit the website, by the way, DisputeSettlement.org. Even if you're not able to go to the fundraiser, just check out this organization if you don't know anything about it. It really has done such great work in the last years and decades. What else, before we let you go, should people know about the Dispute Settlement Center?
I would say just know that it's there for you. It's your community mediation center. If you hear somebody complaining about a conflict, suggest that they contact us. Give us a call.
And in addition, I'd say that the Dispute Settlement Center, in addition to helping solve disputes and mediate disputes, also trains people in how to deal with disputes, trains organizations, trains corporations, and that's an extremely valuable thing as well.
So you don't need to go to the Dispute Settlement
Center.
We'll
come to you.
Yeah, you can take care of it yourself. That's important, too. Francis Henderson, Neil Offen, thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you at the end of the month at Southern Season.
Great. Thanks so much, Aaron.